MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A large portion of Hobson Road in South Roswell will be closed starting on Monday as a road improvement project takes place for the next several months. During the long-term project, during which the contractor will also do drainage improvements, Hobson Road will be closed between South Sunset Avenue and East Carl Cummings Loop. Traffic detours will be in place at all major intersections. Carlsbad Municipal Schools will hold a special meeting at 6 p.m. on Tuesday at 408 North Canyon. After the meeting is called to order and public comments, the board will go into executive session to discuss limited personnel matters, specifically an independent investigation pursuant to a settlement agreement. Following the executive session, the board will again meet in an open meeting where discussion and possible action related to pending personnel investigations, including selection of independent investigator, selection of counsel related to the same, and/or ratification of prior board actions. And New Mexico's Motor Vehicle Division will no longer issue or renew commercial driver's license or learner's permits to certain foreign-born drivers, according to a recent news release. The announcement, late last week, came about a week after the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration issued emergency interim rules seeking to crack down on what it says are immigrants illegally and unsafely driving semi-trailers on nationwide highways. The New Mexico MVD says its change complies with those interim rules. According to the New Mexico MVD, the division will only issue commercial license or permits to foreign nationals who have valid, unexpired foreign passports that have an I-94 form documenting their most recent entrance into the United States. That is also true for those with certain employment-based non-immigrant visas, namely H-2A, H-2B, and E-2 visas, according to an updated MVD published this month listing the documents required to receive a CDL. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.